A mammoth session of talks involving delegations from more than 180 countries ended late Wednesday with a new Sendai framework for disaster risk reduction.
It requires that citizens have access to risk information and can make choices about risk. We will also focus on the quality of institutions and institutional arrangements coordination. A strong part of the priority is on the resilience of people.
Keys in the new 15-year plan are seven targets for measuring disaster risk reduction. In the past decade, the United Nations estimates 700,000 people have died in natural disasters, with losses topping $1.3 trillion. Typhoon Haiyan in 2013 killed several thousand people in the Philippines and left millions homeless. At the Sendai conference, Filipino Senator Loren B. Lagarda argued for greater global investment in risk reduction.
I believe if this was utilized and communicated and made accessible to the smallest political unit in the quickest and swiftest possible time, then perhaps the more than 8,000 deaths, the billions of dollars needed for reconstruction and recovery would not have to be this way.
But only Japan has offered money towards disaster risk reduction, pledging $4 billion during the next 4 years. Tokyo's representative at the conference was Minister Eriko Yamatani.
What we want to do is promote the streamlining of disaster risk reduction to minimize damage, and that would lead to abolishing poverty. We would also be able to protect vulnerable people. And we want to say that we are starting on this task of building such a world, and we believe this conference will mark a true milestone towards that.
Non-governmental organizations and charities have criticized the lack of funding from the rest of the developed world.
Part of the focus at this conference has been on how climate change appears to be making natural disasters more intense and the need to help the most vulnerable countries deal with that threat.
Harjeet Singh is from the charity ActionAid.
We were expecting that this particular agreement is going to be take a much bigger leap because the kind of disasters we are facing, the amount of experience we have generated, and the new complexities that we are seeing in terms of climate change or conflicts, and how we are relooking at our sustainable development.
World leaders are to meet again to discuss finance for development in July in Addis Ababa, a new global development agenda in September in New York, and a climate change agreement in December in Paris. The UN Secretary General describes this year as critical for the future of the organization. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Sendai.